Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 17th of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on the transformation of the disciples following Christ's resurrection and how the same power can help us carry the torch of testimony to those we know. Our Bible reading for this week is Acts chapter 3 and verses 12 to 19, and we turn to those verses once more. Peter preaches in the temple. Peter saw his opportunity and addressed the crowd. "People of Israel," he said, "what is so surprising about this? And why stare at us as though we had made this man walk by our own power or godliness? For it is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all our ancestors, who has brought glory to his servant Jesus by doing this. This is the same Jesus whom you handed over and rejected before Pilate, despite Pilate's decision to release him. You rejected this holy, righteous one, and instead demanded the release of a murderer. You killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead, and we are witnesses of this fact. Through faith in the name of Jesus, this man was healed, and you know how crippled he was before. Faith in Jesus' name has healed him before your very eyes. Friends, I realize that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was done in ignorance, but God was fulfilling what all the prophets had foretold about the Messiah, that he must suffer these things. Now repent of your sins and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away." What do you think are the most important words in the Bible? I think two of the most important are found in our passage today. "But God." The transformative power of the words "but God" delves into the most significant turning points within the biblical narratives. These two words represent God's intervention against the backdrop of human failure. Peter, speaking to the people of Israel in these verses from Acts 3, underscores this by pointing out their role in Jesus' crucifixion and juxtaposing it with God's act of raising him from the dead. All of our lives are filled with moments where the course of our story seems to be heading towards despair. Yet, in these moments, God steps in, transforming our stories with his redemption and grace. These "but God" moments are when we expect the least and receive the most. Profound expressions of God's unfailing love and mercy. Today, then, we are reminded that no matter how dire our circumstances, God is able to turn them around for our good and for his glory. It is a call for each one of us to remember that our stories are not defined by our limitations, but by God's limitless power. As you reflect on your own "but God" moments today, you might want to use these questions to help you. Reflect on a time when you faced disappointment or failure, and consider how God transformed that situation with his redeeming power. How did that change your perspective on his role in your life? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional, as we continue on the journey from confusion to clarity and purpose.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.